What you just heard was from last night with WSGW playing host, but most importantly with you being part of the Lights Before Christmas event, the Saginaw Choral Society providing the beautiful Christmas concert, I'll call it, because 15-plus minutes of great singing,
Yeah, it was a mix of the secular and then some of the traditional Christmas songs and things of that nature. They did a great job mixing it up, and super for as cold as it was last night, Charlie. They're out there bundled up and just having a good time and very committed to making it a better Christmas for the young people in the hospital.
I can't carry a tune when I'm warm and cozy.
Yeah, I can't either. Yeah,
I mean, it was...
Yeah, they were doing a fantastic job, and we were streaming it last night live. And
if you head to our Facebook page, you can catch that too, facebook.com/WSGW Radio. That's how I just replayed it, by the way.
Uh-huh. You were out there. Art was out there.
Yeah.
Rick Antonio. Rick did a great job on the video, and Santa Claus was out there, and a lot of first responders.
It was a good night, and we appreciate those who are participating. Cold indeed, but if you dressed, you were okay. And your heart was warmed and your entire body was warmed by what the experience was all about last night. It really was special. And there was not wind.
Good, yeah.
Which was a big help.
Yes.
For you guys, yeah.
Yeah, the night before, that wind was brutal.
Yeah.
We got some good help, too, from our colleague down the hallway, Clay Pierce, who was out there. He even had his girlfriend tag along, and she was helpful, too. And he was talking about just how nice it was on Monday night when he was helping to host the event, but with the wind died down, it really helped to add to the whole Lights Before Christmas, where all week long, including tonight and tomorrow and Friday, you still have time to participate at Covenant Healthcare in front of the pediatric wing when we're asking you to gather. About 7:30, 7:45, people were even coming along just before 8, because 8 o'clock is the time that lights are shined for a couple of minutes as lights are shined toward the kids. They're hospitalized. The kids are shining those lights right back. I'm not sure who was having more fun last night, the crowd or the kids, or maybe both were having equal.
I was going to say probably both.
Yeah.
Right.
Jim Biggett and Joby Phillips from 94.5 The Moose will be hosting tonight. Yeah. Tomorrow night it's KISS 107.1, and then Friday Mix will be out there. So all of our Alpha Media stations out there trying to help make it a little better Christmas for the kids at Covenant.
And we appreciate those who did bring toys last night. We, of course, had some toy donations going on before this experience, but people were bringing toys last night. We had an empty box, which was full in a matter of minutes, and those were taken to the kids. Working with Tim Hortons, who provided some donuts that people were enjoying, working with the Impact Saginaw Credit Union, and of course with Covenant Healthcare, a lot of representation from all. You mentioned the first responders that were on hand, and some of the most special moments. We weren't there for just a couple of minutes when I was approached by a woman who asked me if I was part of the event. Well, I'm with the radio station. Mm-hmm. So I just want to thank you. Well, you're welcome. She said, no, I'm a mom of one of the kids.
Oh, really?
Nice.
How about that? That's great.
She said just how special it was and how much her son, she said, who was in the hospital and kind of, you know, just, it's the holiday season and he's kind of down, trying to make the best of it. And when he heard that something was going to be going on, she said, but when those lights started to light up and the flashing lights of all the first responder vehicles, he just popped out of bed. And he had a lighted stick that he wasn't really, okay, whatever. It turns out he's 16 years old.
Oh, okay.
You know, because you think of kids, you know, you think maybe 9, 10, I don't know. But, she said the 16-year-old just popped right up and was enjoying it, looking forward to the rest of the week. So that was very special.
Yeah, and also some of those first responders got there early, and they were actually going around room to room visiting the youngsters up in the hospital.
So just really made it a nice evening, and didn't take much time just to make an effort to help those that are looking to have a brighter holiday season, shall we say.
Some of the pictures of those officers inside the hospital are posted on Facebook.
So we hope that you have a chance perhaps to participate, as it will continue tonight, tomorrow, and Thursday, as we said, but thanks to those who are part of our host night. And again, facebook.com/WSGW Radio if you want to check it out. And again, Rick Antonio, of course, our youngster who has the technological expertise, who brought the tripod, brought the handheld, so he could
stabilizer.
Yes, so he could, yes, uh-huh. You know, I'm thinking, hey, grab a phone and take some shots. No, so he did a good job. So it, it really was a nice time.
And, good.
Appreciate everyone made it possible. Hey, 649 WSJW. As long as we're talking about nice times and help, especially when we talk about you, our loyal family of listeners, of what you do for us. Just a little reminder. 1 week from today, December 15th, is the date for the annual Sharing Hope Radiothon.
It's that time again.
It is
That's
that
right.
time.
Wow.
Where we'll be asking you to consider making your financial gifts to help support the rescue ministries of Mid-Michigan that provide the food, the shelter, the hope, and the care. This year's Radiothon, presented by Bronner's Christmas Wonderland, by Fisher Contracting, by Tim Hortons. We'll have our Sharing Hope Radiothon Hope Line being sponsored by Martin Chiropractic, other businesses that will be stepping up too that you hear about, but it's 1 week from today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and big push. We're going to be trying to raise $50,000. We're going to need support from our listeners, and they always come through for us. We appreciate that.
So as you're doing your Christmas shopping, just think about that. Perhaps maybe save a little for some Christmas giving to the rescue ministries. Mm-hmm.